It wouldn't be an NFL event if we didn't run into John Clayton from ESPN, and we have done that. Hey, John, how's it going?
Doing great.
All right. What are you covering here at the Combine?
A little bit of everything. You know, it's kind of a different Combine because, I mean, there's no player controversy. That's good. I mean, there's player interest. I mean, this is the first time I can ever remember every top quarterback in the draft throwing. We've never really seen that before. That's a good thing. You know, there's a lot of little free agent things that you normally have to follow. You know, where's RG3 going to go? We found out on Wednesday that Colin Kaepernick at least is going to stay with the 49ers past April the 1st. Resolving some things, but, you know, this is a grab bag for everything. It doesn't get any better than this. Plus, they have food.
Which is a good thing. And the price is right.
Yeah, well, you can buy some food, too. It's like, we're all on expense accounts.
Right. When you look at the Vikings in 2015, what did you see? And in 2016, what do you want to see out of them?
The continued growth of the team. I mean, doing it the right way. You know, you see Mike Zimmer come in, takes a young defense, makes a few adjustments. First year, 30 points down to 21. Second year, under 21 points. Formula for success. Second year, he's got Teddy Bridgewater out there. Teddy Bridgewater plays the first year. He goes 6-6, scores 22 points a game without Adrian Peterson. Kyle Rudolph, two starters on the offensive line. Now you put him with Adrian Peterson. Now the offense is now getting in a winning formula. What you can anticipate now, a couple moves in free agency in the draft. It's a good core of good young players on both sides of the ball. Draft well, things are going to be successful because now the formula is there. Quarterback, defense, offensive production, running back, that gets you into the playoffs.
You just rip off a bunch of stats and theories about the Vikings like you've been studying them every day for the last year, and you got to cover 31 other NFL teams. How do you keep it all straight?
I try to balance it. I try to study each team, good or bad, the same way, and try to figure out what formulas are working. And one of the things I always try to study is two things are so important since 2011. Drafting well and getting guys to second contracts because, you know, you can see the failures in free agency. I mean, if you look in the top five for the last 6 years of cap room available, three teams keep propping up: Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, and Cleveland. What's their problem? They don't get guys to second contracts because either they're not good or they let them go. What you have to do is what Rick is doing is getting guys, you extend things with, you know, getting those first round picks because now you can put the fifth year option and you can buy more time with those players, but you need the good young players and they're getting good young players. Think about what's happened in 2 years at the linebacking core. That was an older unit. A lot of guys that were, you know, kind of journeymen. Obviously, I'm not talking about Chad Greenway, but the guys around him. Now look at how good Anthony Barr, sensational. Pro bowler for many, many years. You see the speed that's there with Kendrick. I mean, all those different things have come together.
All right. Well, there you hear it. John Clayton covering the Combine for ESPN, joining us here on Vikings.com. Our coverage of the Combine here in Indianapolis continues all week.